those individuals who were physically, sexually, and mentally abused as students of Indian residential schools in which the United Church of Canada was involved, I offer our most sincere apology. We did nothing wrong. You are the victims of evil acts that cannot, under any circumstances, be justified or excused. We are in the midst of a long and painful journey as we reflect on the cries that we did not or would not hear, and we have and how we have behaved as a church. As we travel this difficult road of repentance, reconciliation, and healing, we commit ourselves to work toward ensuring that we will never again use our power as a church to hurt others with attitudes of racial and spiritual superiority. We pray that you will hear the sincerity of our words today, and that you will witness the living out of our apology and our actions in the future. I was originally presented by the great Reverend Bill Phipps. One of the places I carried the apology in November this year was to Cape Croker First Nation in Georgia Bay. And we arranged a whole day to spend together with people from our church and people from Cape Croker community. One of the things the community did was arrange for us to take a walk together along some nature trails that are part of the community. It's a beautiful day with fresh snow and bright sunshine. Heavy stone trees. We walked on trail, and sometimes we walked in silence, and sometimes comfortable conversation, sometimes laughter. It reminded me, I remembered it as we walked here tonight. When we came to the end of the path where this looked up, and we stood there for a while, and it came hard to turn around and go back. Finally, one of the elders who was there said, "It doesn't feel right to go back the way we've come from. I wish there was a way that we could go back a different way." Well, we had to go back where we came from. In some ways, we talked about it after. Maybe we have to go back before we can move forward sometimes. I feel like we're trying to find that new way now together. And there's different ways that all of us are trying to do that. I want to particularly, at this point, honor those who have been part of our residential school steering committee at the United Church of Canada. Elvin Dixon is the chair of that committee. I see Jim White here. He is a member of that committee as well. One of the ways that we have changed the way we walk is that it is a committee that began primarily to try and faithfully and compassionately respond to claims coming to us from residential school students. A committee made up mostly of non-Aboriginal people. As we walk together over the years, it has become a committee that is primarily made up of First Nations people. And as the settlements have, issue has been being resolved, it has evolved into a group that is more concerned with how do we support the healing that is necessary. So the one illustration that I would like to share, and it isn't specifically to do with residential school, but with our relations with First Nations people. And I share it as the newest thing that the United Church of Canada has invited Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people. It's a workbook called Circle and the Cross, and it's designed to help people share a day or 3 days together, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, in the model of a talking circle, to share our stories and to hear our stories so that we can begin this healing, begin this finding of a new way. I feel like this is like strawberries. enter into that reconciliation if they took the strawberries. If they were returned or left outside, they weren't ready. Philip, we need to be like that in the church right now. We need to set strawberries.